The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Jeff Rich. So much going on in the sports world, and once again, the boxing world rattles us and gives us something where we have to shake our heads. I did not actually watch the fight live. I know that Jeff didn't watch the fight live either, but the truth of the matter is that you have this so often in boxing, Jeff, that ultimately, man, I'm so turned off about what's going on in boxing, man.
Do you remember Manny Pacquiao fought someone like a couple months ago? And
Jeff Horn.
No, yeah, the guy did have a name, and that one went the wrong direction. Everybody said that boxing's a joke, and here we are, two big fights later. This is why nobody cares.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, man. It's just a shame, and it's all about the rematch. We all know that, but ultimately, man, another black eye, if you know what I'm talking about when it comes to boxing. And Teddy Atlas, I don't know if you happened to catch him after the fight last night, Jeff, but Teddy Atlas was very adamant about what he saw and the corruption that is going on in boxing. So really terrible to see. Just another black eye on boxing once again. A lot to get into. We all know that. So, thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. We'll be back in just a few. Keep it close, everybody, so you can talk to us about what's going on in the sports world. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Rich and Dorf on Sports right here. We'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
For many businesses, hiring is tough, which makes it critical to choose the right place to post your jobs. You need qualified candidates fast and on budget, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Independent research shows Indeed delivers 6 times more hires than any other job site. You can post a job in minutes and even set up screener questions to help you zero in on qualified candidates. You can review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews, all from an easy-to-use online dashboard. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Find out why over 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports. Now, here's Andy and Jeff.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. He's Jeff Rich. I'm Andy Dorf. A lot going on in the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits if you want to get at us. Hit us up on Twitter as well by Jeff Rich at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so we opened up with the Canelo Triple G disappointment in the sense of nobody was a winner. There was only a draw, and there was one person that saw this fight completely different than other guys saw it, and we've seen this happen so many times before, as Jeff alluded to in the open. But we do have some real sports to talk about, and I'm being a little facetious about that. So, boxing fan, if you're out there, don't take it personal. Call in and let us know why you thought it was such a great fight. 1-800-878-7529.
The whole sport's not on trial. I think that we should stress that, because there's so many factions of boxing, and Teddy Atlas got into this a little bit. He got into it seriously with Stephen A. Smith on SportsCenter, that there's no federal commission, that you could jump from state to state if you're unreliable, and you don't have to be held accountable for your actions, like this Adelaide Bird, who scored this fight 118 to 110 in favor of Canelo Alvarez, when everybody that watched the fight, and I've got to take their word for it because I'm watching college football on Saturday night, but there is no overseeing committee on boxing, and that's why it's so corrupt. I think that, and they're not alone. There's a lot of international. I think the FIFA is corrupt. I think the basketball commission is corrupt, and the Olympic Committee we all know is corrupt. So, when there's so much money going around in sports and everybody has these different agendas, you're gonna get this, and you're gonna see it a lot with the sport of boxing. But if you're fighting down at the Celebrity Theater, you're not subject to this nonsense going on in Las Vegas. So yeah. the sport is on the whole is not in as much trouble as the popularity of its highest level, which is really an issue that needs to be addressed and probably never will be.
Yeah, and I think that the sad part of what you're just talking about is the fact that those other smaller venues are not getting the eyes watching them that they should. Instead, people are more interested in watching these big names, and then ultimately, at the end of the day, they're unhappy with what they saw watching these big names. And I thought that Teddy Atlas, in all honesty, I don't know how you felt, but I thought Teddy Atlas was exposing the living daylights out of Stephen A. Smith when they were having that discussion. One guy was being real, and the other guy was a guy that was getting paid. You know what I'm trying to say? And I think that Teddy Atlas left all that stuff at the door, and he gave you real unfiltered emotions. They were raw, and truth be told, you could tell that it really, really bothered Teddy Atlas what he was witnessing, because he's witnessed it so many damn times before. And yet Stephen A. Smith took the approach of, we didn't get robbed. We all saw a great fight. I don't know what you saw. Teddy Atlas saw what I saw. Teddy Atlas saw what you saw. Teddy Atlas saw the corruption that is going on in boxing, and there's no reason and there's no way to change it, like he said as well. And like you're saying, no governing bodies, man. You can do what you want to do, and there's no ramifications for what you do. And like he said, that judge that should never be deciding a fight again will somehow get a chance to decide fights again. So I don't know what you thought, but I thought that Teddy Atlas absolutely schooled Stephen A. Smith last night when they were talking about this fight.
Yeah, Teddy was definitely not a happy camper. And I think that you brought up one good point. I want to talk about some college football with you.
Yeah.
I thought that you brought up a good point because you do need the top level of your sport to help build it. And I think that we see that, like, you know, the Kentucky Derby promotes the smaller tracks around the country. And that's what dog racing didn't have, that horse racing has, is that top level event that draws eyes to the sport, that gets people interested on a regional level, not just for the Kentucky Derby and the Triple Crown race. But UCLA, man, UCLA can handle Texas A&M, but they can't handle Memphis. Nebraska can't handle anybody. And who knows what's up with Texas and USC. I don't think we learned much at all from their reunion of the 2006 Rose Bowl played on Saturday in the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum.
It was a good game, but I agree with you. I thought the stuff that they did with Vince Young and Matt Leinart was pretty interesting stuff, obviously. But I thought that that was more than the game itself when you really think about it. But truth be told, man, we did see some good football. A-State goes down once again, man. And if the pink slip is not sitting at Todd Graham's desk on Monday, which a lot of people don't think it will, they think they'll let him stick this thing out throughout the season. And a lot of that has to do with, once again, what we were talking about in boxing, and that's money. I think it's like $14 million to buy the guy out this year. So it probably won't happen. But at the end of the year, if they do not make a change, I will be extremely surprised. But yeah, man, there was some interesting stuff. Cal winds up beating Ole Miss, you know, how they played that game. It was just kind of an interesting one, man. Just some interesting stuff going around in all of college football when you think about it. What did you think of the Tennessee-Florida game? That might have been the best game of the day.
Well, it was the best bad game, and it looks good on paper because CBS puts it on in their 3:30 slot, you know, their 3:30 Eastern slot every week. I think that Florida still got problems getting the ball into the end zone. I mean, Felipe Franks to Kyrus Cleveland on the last play of the game. I mean, they go nuts. I think that we have a little bit of audio. Maybe we'll hear that going in or out of one of the breaks here today. But, the SEC, it's a lot of living on past laurels, much like that Texas-USC game, because you have Alabama, and after watching Ole Miss lose to Cal, and after watching Tennessee and Florida, and watching these teams as they've played their non-conference slate, LSU is a joke, by the way. I don't know if Mississippi State's any good, but that LSU team, post Les Miles, just doesn't have a clue, and I think that Ed Orgeron is going to be looking for a job, much like Todd Graham should be, very soon.
Hey, what do you think of Lamar Jackson and his performance? 21 of 42, 317 yards, 3 TDs, but probably 2 of them were pretty meaningless when you think about it. I thought this kid from Clemson, Kelly, man, that kid is fantastic. Managed the game well. That defense from Clemson is legit. They can go out there and battle with Alabama, if you ask me. So could we have 3 years in a row, Alabama and Clemson?
I think it's very possible, especially what we've seen from Ohio State. I mean, maybe Oklahoma's good. Maybe maybe USC is good enough to come out of the Pac-12, but I think that Clemson, Alabama would not be a bad bet. And, you know, I want to say something about Lamar Jackson. I don't think that playing on a team that's not good enough to compete in the ACC like Louisville is should not hurt his Heisman candidacy, especially as he chases history and Archie Griffin and, you know, trying to be, the second two-time winner of that award. I thought that he still played well. He still showed that he's electric. He just doesn't have the playmakers around him that Kelly Bryant has on the other side of the ball, but fill in the shoes of Deshaun Watson, not an easy task, and the young quarterback at Clemson's getting the job done. One of the garbage time touchdowns from ETN. I think he's a freshman and he's a track star, and all these guys are fast, but not all of them have world-class track speed. One of those garbage time touchdowns from number 9 from Clemson was just incredible. The guy came out of the end zone, or came out of the backfield, and was in the end zone in 3.5 seconds flat. I've never seen speed like that on the college football field, especially in a primetime game.
Are we sleeping on Penn State a little bit? Are we sleeping on Washington a little bit?
They gotta play somebody. That's the problem I have with every Big Ten program that wants to compete for a national championship. What are you doing playing Georgia State in week three? You know, Ohio State played Oklahoma. Alabama played Florida State. Penn State, if you want some respect, you got to play better out of conference, and that's on you, James Franklin, and that's on your athletic director. You are past that scandal. There are teams out there willing to play you, and they're not Georgia State. They're teams that are going to give you a run every Saturday, and I haven't seen Penn State play that team yet. Maybe they're good. Maybe they lay an egg against Iowa next week. We don't know yet.
Right. No, that's a good point, but ultimately, you know, last year I think that they were on the outside looking in and maybe would have been a team that could have been reckoned with in the national title hunt. What do you think of Wisconsin? They did go on the road. They play BYU, win pretty emphatically. Once again, their defense looks unbelievable. And Hornibrook, man, oh, man, if that guy can play like that week in and week out, the four touchdowns, 18 of 19 passing for 256 yards. We know what they can do on the ground with Jonathan Taylor. I think Wisconsin, once again, is a team that's going to maybe be just a little bit on the outside looking in, but they're a formidable team, Jeff.
You know, Hornibrook got on the field because of injury a year ago, and I think that it's really benefited this team. This is a team that relied on Joel Stavi for so long, and the likes of Melvin Gordon, and, you know, I'm going to go back to Ron Dane, but that would be incorrect. I mean, he's you know, they've had plenty of 1,000-yard rushers there in Madison. They dominate a team in BYU that's looked halfway decent early in the season, so look out for Wisconsin. I mean, you know, this Big Ten does not belong to Ohio State and Michigan these days.
No, I would agree with that. I mean, Michigan, yeah, you could put them right up there, obviously. They got another victory over Air Force. But what was going on with Ohio State, man? I got to ask you, because for about 2.5 quarters, that was a relatively close football game with Army, man.
Well, I think that Kevin Wilson's just getting used to working with JT Barrett, and I think that JT Barrett has struggled. I think that he can't play a complicated game. You have to build the game towards him, and we haven't seen Kevin Wilson do that. I mean, they struggled against Indiana a little bit. We all know what happened against Oklahoma. I think that ultimately they pulled away, and they beat Army by as many points as they should have. I think the spread was 30. They won by 31. So, you know, they got to do a lot more running the football. That J.K. Dobbins,
Listening to Sports Overnight America.
Yeah, so go right ahead, man.
It's the best player that they've had as a freshman running back since Maurice Claret. And when Maurice Claret was on campus, we all know that they came down to Tempe, Arizona, and beat the tar out of the Miami Hurricanes, who were one of the greatest teams of all time.
Yeah. All righty. I think we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back. We'll continue rapping about what's going on in the sports world. Thoughts and opinions, people, they're encouraged. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, and Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. We'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close. It's the weekend edition with Jeff Rich, Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, man.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
For many businesses, hiring is tough, which makes it critical to choose the right place to post your jobs. You need qualified candidates fast and on budget, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Independent research shows Indeed delivers 6 times more hires than any other job site. You can post a job in minutes and even set up screener questions to help you zero in on qualified candidates. You can review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews, all from an easy-to-use online dashboard. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Find out why over 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Here it comes. A swing and a drive to deep right, down the line, base hit, into the corner, around third, coming home, Ramirez. It's a game winner for Jay Bruce. And history marches on. A mob scene in shallow center. Jay Bruce getting pummeled.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And obviously, we're going to talk a little bit about the streak that we just saw from the Cleveland Indians that was broken at 22. The night before, they went emphatically against the Kansas City Royals, hitting the ball off the wall, keeping the dream alive. The ninth inning comes, and J.D. Bruce hits Bryce hits the knock-in single, obviously, to keep the streak alive. And then the next night, they go down, Jeff. But truth be told, man, winning 22 straight Major League Baseball games, it's almost like impossible to fathom because it's so difficult just to win one game. I haven't heard your take on this because obviously I haven't talked to you until now, but pretty amazing, man. Congratulations. And hopefully that continues to take place for the Cleveland Indians throughout the postseason and they become the World Series champions, at least for your hope, man. So talk a little bit about the 22-game winning streak.
Well, what a difference a few weeks makes. I mean, you know, to put everything in perspective, you know, the Indians were looking at probably not having home field advantage in any round of the playoffs. They were a few games behind Boston. They were a bunch of games behind the Houston Astros. And, you know, you look to the other side because home field advantage is determined by, or in the World Series, is determined by the best record for the first time in baseball history, you know.
Yep.
For years, and you know, for about 15 years, we were doing it based on the winner of the All-Star game, which was silly. And even before that, we were just alternating American League, National League, and now we're finally finally rewarding play on the field, and the Indians find themselves just a few games away from the Dodgers. I believe it's 4.5 because the Dodgers lost 11 straight while they were winning 22, but they were dominating. You know, Corey Kluber was the Corey Kluber that everybody expected when he was a game one starter and also a game seven starter in the World Series a year ago. Trevor Bauer's been lights out. Mike Clevinger threw like 3 scoreless starts starts, and then he finally gave up some runs. I believe it was the game that tied the record, the day game, where they won 21 straight. But, you know, the hitting's been there. Edwin Encarnacion's been chipping in. You heard the highlight clip of Jay Bruce, who was acquired from the Mets after the non-waiver deadline, but they made a trade work out. They got him for basically nothing, and he's contributed big time. You arguably have co-MVP candidates in Francisco Lindor, who's just so fun to watch, and Jose Ramirez is just the same. If it weren't for Francisco Lindor, Major League Baseball and the Cleveland Indians marketing department would be selling you on number 11 Jose Ramirez, who does nothing but get extra base hits. He's hitting over 300. He's got 50 doubles. He's the first Indian to do that since Grady Sizemore about 10 or 12 years ago. So it just everything coming together. The Indians playing at the level that they should. Nobody's expected to win 22 in a row. But, you know, and they got fat and happy playing over teams that are just done like dinner. You know, the Kansas City Royals, the Detroit Tigers, but there's a sweep of the New York Yankees at Yankee Stadium in there. There's a win over the Boston Red Sox at Fenway in there. So, you know, just a great September for Terry Francona's team. And I think that that's the answer right there. You let these guys stay loose. And, you know, I heard one of the players say it's like playing for your dad, playing for Tito. So two World Series in his back pocket, almost a third a year ago. And I think that, you know, for the Indians, it's title or bust this year. You know, you got to put this streak behind you, though, and you got to get ready for October, and you got to prepare your rotation. And maybe you can catch the Los Angeles Dodgers and play another game one at Progressive Field in Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, I just notice a real calm about these guys. I see these guys just being very at peace with themselves. They're playing a game that they love. All these guys are playing a game that they love. But it seems like the Cleveland Indians just have a calm about themselves. It seems like they're ready to take this thing this year. Obviously, if you win 22 straight games, you know, what I find interesting about what we've seen this year in baseball is there's been a couple of different things that have happened that are really amazing, right? Like the 22-game winning streak that the Cleveland Indians have, and, you know, at the time of the season that they did it, and they're not the team with the best record. It's still the Dodgers, who were going through a terrible slide themselves at the same time, but they had such a huge lead, man. They were like 50 some odd games over 500, and they're still 44 games over 500, which is just remarkable. But truth be told, when you have skids like they had, you're usually not making it in the postseason. But when you have a lead like they've had, you know, that's really rare as well. So, you know, for a while we're talking about them breaking the Seattle Mariner record of 116 games, not going to happen. And I think that, you know what, when you really think about that, it goes to show you how difficult it is to win that amount of games, because the Dodgers were definitely on pace to beat it for a while. And then they go through that skid that they had, and boom, you can take that thing right out of the equation. I think what I've learned from baseball this year, Jeff, I don't know about you, but I've learned this, man. Just keep watching, because one week there's a lot of different things that can happen, and teams that were, you know, at top of divisions were moving around. And obviously now it's not necessarily that case, but throughout the season, so much like moving up and down. And it's almost like I'd never seen this in baseball before, because we had so many teams get on hot streaks. We had so many teams get on cold streaks, just a really weird baseball season in general, man.
Well, we had a, you know, Rich Hill throwing a perfect game in Pittsburgh. The no, he loses the no hitter on an error or a walk. Yeah. In the ninth, and then loses the no hitter and the game on a walk off by Josh Harrison in the bottom of the 10th. I think that that was pretty remarkable. The way that the Diamondbacks have emerged, the way that the Indians have been striking people out, you know, they broke the record. They broke the American League record for strikeouts a year ago and have already shattered it. And it's just a matter of whether it's going to be them or the Houston Astros that has the all-time record for strikeouts. So subtle little things are happening underneath us. We've had Aaron Judge, we've had Cody Bellinger, we've had this great Dodgers run. And, you know, one thing I want to say about the Dodgers, and you won't hear me stump for the Los Angeles Dodgers very often, if at all, but I'm going to tell you this: they're not the Washington Nationals. They're not playing in a division where they can run away with the division and clinch it in mid-September. They've got two playoff caliber teams. You know, it's yet to be determined whether the Diamondbacks and the Colorado Rockies make the playoffs, but you've got two other playoff teams in that division, and you were playing playing the baseball that you were playing on that level. And that's part of why you had that losing streak, too, was you were playing good baseball teams with the Arizona Diamondbacks, who have just been unworldly since acquiring J.D. Martinez. I thought the Jay Bruce pickup for the Cleveland Indians was huge, but J.D. Martinez gives Paul Goldschmidt something that he hasn't had in his entire career in Arizona, and that's protection in the lineup. And who do you pitch to between Goldie and Martinez? I mean, I think that that's a guy that the Arizona Diamondbacks seriously need to consider bringing back, even though he was brought on as a rental for this playoff run in 2017.
Oh, I think it goes without saying that they need to bring this guy back. They need to pay him. They need to keep Goldie. You got to keep all these pieces together. I agree with you 100%. Would you say that the Arizona Diamondbacks are maybe the biggest and the best surprise as far as Major League Baseball goes this year?
I think that if you look at the, you know, what the Houston Astros did versus the expectations, I think that that's something to be considered. But, oh, certainly the Arizona Diamondbacks. I mean, I thought that they were a fourth place team in the National League West only because the San Diego Padres are that much more terrible-er. And it just didn't happen. Congratulations to the Arizona Diamondbacks on everything they did, and good luck to them in the postseason.
Yeah, and I think the J.D. Martinez deal was probably, I mean, as we look at it now, it was the best deal, the best move that anybody made at the trade deadline, and they obviously made it a little before the trade deadline. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back with more. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Keep it close. We'll be right back in just a few. Turn away.
I'm growing tired of all your alibis.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Seconds left. Gators first down, 37-yard line, left hash.
Snap to Franks. Franks dropping back, stepping up, running the ball, looking. He's going to heave one deep down the field. It's going to be to the goal line. It's going to be caught. It's a touchdown. And the Gators have won the game. Tyree Cleveland. Oh, my. I can't believe what I just saw. The Gators have won the ball game on a bomb thrown by Felipe Franks. And this place is an insane asylum again. Oh, my. Ball game. Gators have beaten Tennessee again.
Oh, it's their throw on the
football. This is the game, and it's picked off on 4th and 14. Corcoran comes away with it. And Northern Illinois is on the doorstep of conquering the Big Ten again.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, taking you through. We're live every Sunday from 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific time, 11 to 1 Eastern time. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so we got to hear a couple of clips from Florida and Tennessee, and then obviously that Nebraska game. Look, man, obviously a disaster for Nebraska. Florida, Tennessee, we always expect wild, crazy games out of them in general. But in general, hey, what was the best game you watched yesterday, Jeff, as far as college football goes on Saturday? What was the best game?
I'm very surprised to tell you, because I thought that there was a way too much hype about a game that was played over 11 years ago with players that are already out of the NFL by now, with Texas and USC. But what a thriller. What a play at the end of the half to, you know, give USC that lead. Texas had a lot of momentum. It was a low scoring game, and Ronald Jones, you know, Sam Darnold, you know, gets the pass off. Ronald Jones catch and run about 35, 40 yards past a sleeping Texas defense. And, you know, Matthew McConaughey would have said, that is not all right. All right. All right.
You know, and then the guy gives Matt Leinart a slap, right? He gave him a high five there as he ran into the end zone. Yeah, it was pretty interesting stuff. What did you think of that San Diego State game, man? They took out Stanford 20-17. That was exciting, man. That was a really, really interesting football game. I watched that one late night. They had some crazy, like, delay because the power went out there, like, with about 3 or 4 minutes left in the game. And then San Diego State goes on to score a touchdown, catapulting themselves over Stanford 20-17. Look, they come into Arizona State. Rashad Penny, Elijah Penny's brother, runs all over the Arizona State Sun Devils, has somewhat of the same type of night against Stanford. San Diego State, man, taking out the Pac-10, the Pac-12 teams like crazy. What do you think?
I'm excited to watch these mid-majors. I think that, you know, automatically including a group of five team in not the college football playoff, but those access bowls, those New Year's Six bowls, if you will, I think it's a big deal because it gives all of these, it gives all of these smaller programs in the Mountain West, the Mid-America Conference, the American, you know, it gives them all a chance to play for something, you know, play for almost a pseudo small school national championship by just reaching that game and getting to play the big dog. And we've seen Houston win in those games. We've seen Boise State win in those games. So I think it's a big deal. I think that Memphis is a force to be reckoned with. And sounds like we have a familiar voice ready to talk to us.
Yeah, we do. We've got our guy Mitch in Santa Monica. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. That's how you can get involved on the conversation. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online, and then check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Let's beam them up like Scotty. We got Mitch in Santa Monica. What's going on, Mitch? You got the Dorf Man and you got Jeff Rich. What's up?
Hey, guys. How about some love for those Golden Cal Bears, huh?
Did you like unbelievable.
Ole Miss game? My goodness, 20 unanswered points in the second half. I mean, this sets up the undefeated Cal Bears against undefeated USC next Saturday at 12:30 p.m. Thank you, ABC, for screwing up my weekend.
Well, we're
Friday night. I will be there in full force. The Cal band's going to be killing it. I'm telling you, there could be an ESPN game day, Manhattan. Dude, you guys are missing it. Sproul Plaza at Cal Berkeley. What's going on?
Hey, let me ask you this, Mitch. First and foremost, explain to people why you have this love for the Cal Bears. Do you have some, is a family member of yours attending Cal or what?
Well, I got 36,000 reasons this year.
So it's always great. It's always great to hear a Packers fan every Saturday say "Go Bears."
Well, as I told you guys three weeks ago, I was in purgatory for 7 years as my kid went to Santa Monica High School. The Vikings having to yell "Go Vikings, let's go Vikings!" And now for the next 4 years, I got to yell "Go Bears" as my son marches in the Cal marching band. You know, but you know what? I couldn't be happier. Couldn't be more proud of my son getting the Cal. 3-0. My daughter is a senior at Wisconsin. I'm telling you, it was a great day. And Miami, you know, my alma mater, well, you know, we had to postpone the game because of a little Irma issue. But, you know, no big deal by that. Another good Saturday, looking good for a good Sunday. But, yeah, I got a kid at Cal, and I'm all into it for the next 4 years yelling Go Bears. I'll suck it up. Why not?
Yeah, you got to
This team's come back every second half. I mean, against Weber State, they looked terrible. And I'm telling you, it's going to be we'll see what happens. You know, it's kind of nice to see Cal playing some good football and Stanford losing because you know no one likes Stanford. And by the way, did you happen to see that nice shot at the end of the game? When, of the old Miss fan on ESPN, I think I posted or texted to you, Andy.
Yes, I did see it. It was pretty funny, man. Look, I we all know that goes on at Cal. We all know that happens at Cal, but the truth of the matter is, look, that's an impressive win, obviously, for them to come back and score those points all in the second half. And I did get to catch most of that game, by the way, because it was a nationally televised game. So I did get to check them out a little bit. And
Let me tell you something about that San Diego State-Stanford game. It's on the one channel I don't get with my DirecTV package, but my DirecTV tech, he's the real MVP because he showed me this SportsMix channel on channel 205 on DirecTV where you could watch whatever games they put up there, and it's on a small screen, of course, but I got to watch the end of that, or I got to watch through the power delay in San Diego, and that's San Diego's only football team, so they should be very happy that the Aztecs are representing where the Chargers failed them.
Well, and not only that, man, I mean, look, at the end of the day, look, San Diego State is maybe making a little bit of a name for themselves, beating Stanford, beating ASU at ASU. They're like the Pac-12 killers right now. So,
but is ASU even a big win? I mean, no. Does anyone care if you could beat the Sun Devils? Because everybody does that.
Well, but here's the deal. At least they did it on the road. You know what I'm saying? And then you go home and you back it up by beating a Stanford team that's still in the top 20 in the country right now, at least at this point.
They won't be anymore.
Yeah, they won't be anymore. We all know that. But does San Diego State start getting some love and some respect around the country? I guess that'll be interesting to see. But Mitch, give us some more. What else is on your
Well, the only thing is that, you know, listen, we're all getting kind of hyped and jazzed up about all these, you know, bottom of the pack. Nothing's really happening up top. I mean, there's nothing really exciting going on up there. I mean, obviously you had opening day Florida State and Alabama, but besides that, we really haven't had any marquee top 10 games or some major upsets that are absolutely killing us. So we have to be talking about, Cal, Ole Miss, and Stanford, and then UCLA getting upset. I mean, that was another one. You know, we're just kind of looking for fun drama, but which is college football. But nothing really too great happening up at the top yet. Yeah, so we'll see what happens as teams start to climb. So, you know, it's a young season. We're all looking for fun, and, you know, we got some late-night fun last night. I mean, USC game cool, double overtime. Are you kidding me? My goodness gracious. I mean, they had no business doing that. I mean, maybe USC isn't the number 14 that we thought they were.
Hey, let's touch on that UCLA game that you talked about. Obviously, Memphis gets the victory in a shootout, 48-45. Josh Rosen has a pretty solid day with 463 yards, but it took him 56 attempts, the four touchdowns. Who would you put the blame on for this one? Was it the defense, the fact that they couldn't score at all? I'm sorry, the fact that they couldn't stop Memphis at all? Who do you put the blame on for this one, Jeff? Let's start with you.
Well, I give a lot of credit to Ferguson Riley. You know, Josh Rose is scoring points. You know, this UCLA team's not scoring points. I would say that a lot of this and the letdown in the first half against Texas A&M, who else do you put this on other than Jim Mora? I mean, Jim Mora is the guy in charge. He's the guy that takes credit for the wins and surely needs to shoulder the blame for the losses. And they very easily could be a 1-2 football team right now in Pasadena.
Yeah, absolutely. Mitch, who do you blame for this loss for the UCLA Bruins?
The buck always stops with the CEO or the president. So, you know, if you're the guy in charge, you got to make some changes. And their defense is not really doing what's necessary, although they did take care of Texas A&M to allow UCLA to come back in that game, but they just couldn't stop them at all. And, but sometimes, you know, even the best of teams, I mean, we've seen this in the NFL at level, where you think it's going to be a defensive game and ends up being a track meet, or vice versa. You know, I mean, some things just get on a roll, and you just can't stop them. I mean, you see that all sports. You know, you expect one thing, and all of a sudden you see something completely different. And by the end, guess what? That's why we watch and love sports, because you never know what's going to happen.
Speaking of head coaches, Tom Herman, the new guy at Texas, gets drubbed by Maryland on his home field in the opening week, bounces back in week two. And then, you know, I think the play calling in overtime, you got the ball near the goal line, and you run your quarterback into the middle of the scrum twice, and the odds are this true freshman is going to get the ball stripped away from him if he tries to stay on his feet and do too much. So I know that there's a lot of leeway for Herman in his first year. He's going to have some time to build, but he's got to win some games in his first year. He's got way too much talent there at Texas to be 1-2 out of the gate.
Hey, with that being said, was it surprised to see that USC, you know, the top four team in the country, was losing to Texas at one point? And it looked, you know, obviously like with 30 seconds left, that they could literally lose this game. You know, they obviously got the field goal to tie it up, and then they go into overtime, and Texas is driving there, and unfortunately their quarterback, you know, loses the ball. He gets stripped there. Otherwise, they were going to punch another one in, and USC would have had to come back and answer that one. So ultimately, man, I think that USC was pretty lucky to get through Texas. I don't know about you guys, but I think they were relatively lucky to get through Texas. Texas played a really solid football game, and they kind of choked at the end, if you ask me, Jeff.
Very much so. I would completely agree with that. What's your thought on that, Mitch?
I completely agree. I think USC was looked upon as being a top four football playoff candidate this year going into it. To struggle against a Texas team that comes off of a pretty bad beat, you know, it has very low expectations. The program is really, it's not like it was a decade ago, although out here in Los Angeles, my God, the commercials were making me want to puke. It was like, either they're going to wipe away a decade of turmoil, or, you know, put it aside, or they'll go into, it'll live on forever. I mean, come on, please, guys.
Hey, Mitch, I got one question for you before we get out of here. Is that loss against Vince Young in Texas the biggest loss in Los Angeles sports history? Most devastating, maybe?
Is the loss, the USC-Texas loss?
Yeah, you got it.
The most devastating loss in LA sports history. I think there's a Lakers Celtics loss that might rank.
Probably.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not a homegrown, grown, you know, LA guy, so.
But
I think there's a couple others. It's a big one. Yeah.
All right. Hey, we appreciate the call as always, Mitch. We love hearing from you, my friend, and I'll touch base with you this week sometime, okay? Mitch in Santa Monica, man. He loves giving us a call, giving us his opinions about what's going on in the sports world. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back to wrap this thing up. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. We'll be right back.
Kristen Gall. Fake to Penny. Open man. Wells. He wins. He gets the ball, and they say touchdown, San Diego State.
Stanford's out. San Diego State wins it by 3.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
We're just hanging on enough. You
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
From 43 yards away. Clean snap. Good hold. Ball game.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour that has absolutely just flown by us here. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, taking you through live every Sunday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time, 11 to 1 Eastern time. We love thoughts. We love opinions, man. Jeff, we talked a little bit about Canelo, Triple G, obviously, in this first hour. We talked a lot about college, and we talked about some Major League Baseball. But a lot on my mind, and I can't wait to talk hour number two all about what's going on in the NFL, bro.
You know, it's funny. There's a big argument every time college football goes to overtime about which game is better, the Saturday game or the Sunday game. I love them both, but the NFL is obviously the better product. We'll get into all that.
Yeah, but with that being said, man, week one, pretty lousy play on both offense and defensive lines. But we got to take a quick pause for the cause. Hour number two is coming up next. Keep it close. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another day of protests expected in St. Louis today following the Friday acquittal of a white former police officer for the 2011 killing of a black man in that city. Yesterday's protests were peaceful, during the day at least, as we hear from Lisa Carter.
A small group of agitators arrested Saturday night, Police Chief Lawrence O'Toole says most of the protests were peaceful.
However, after dark, the agitators outnumbered the peaceful demonstrators. The unruly crowd became a mob.
So far, about three dozen arrests, some officers injured.
Police in the UK say an 18-year-old man and a 21-year-old man have now been arrested in connection with the Friday bombing of a London underground train that injured nearly 30 people. Police calling this a significant development. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
A pro-Confederate group cutting short a rally in Virginia yesterday, as reporter Matt Demline says members started leaving about an hour after the rally began, citing safety concerns.
Once the Confederate group dispersed, some people did start chanting at the police. Richmond Police Chief Alfred Durham says in terms of safety, they learned the lessons from the previous rallies.
Richmond Police advising leaders of the new Confederate States of America it would be safer if they just left. There were quite a few groups making up the counter-protests, ranging from a local interfaith group to a Black Lives Matter group that was bussed down from New York City. Palestinian Islamist group Hamas says it's ready to dissolve the government that runs Gaza in an effort to end a conflict with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas Fatah movement. The group also announcing early today it agrees to hold elections, the first since Hamas won in 2006. You can find us online at usaradio.com.
It's not just a donation.
It's a warm blanket.
It's a bottle of clean water.
It's a roof and a bed.
It's knowing someone cares.
It's feeling safe.
You said today that's better than yesterday.
Every dollar you can spare helps so much more than you can imagine. Please donate now at redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to help people affected by Hurricane Harvey. Your help is urgently needed.
The two rallies were really not related, but supporters of an unusual band and supporters of Donald Trump got into it at times yesterday, as we hear from correspondent Joe Gomez.
At the Juggalo March in D.C., things got heated between fans of the Insane Clown Posse and Trump supporters marching along the National Mall.
I got attacked by one of those Trump supporting guys over there.
You got attacked by a Trump supporter?
Oh, yeah. I was over there where the Trump rally is because there was like a food stand, so I stopped to get some food. And the Trump people that were over there, the group of Juggalos that walked by, they started screaming at them, calling them losers.
Juggalos are protesting the FBI's labeling of the group as a gang.
We're fighting for our civil rights.
Joe Gomez, Washington.
The White House says President Trump still plans to pull the United States out of the Paris Climate Agreement, an announcement coming after a Wall Street Journal report citing a top European climate official who said the Trump administration had shifted position when it comes to leaving the accord. The White House releasing a statement on Saturday saying there has been no change in the U.S. position on the Paris Agreement. And White House Press Chief Sarah Huckabee Sanders tweeted the president has made it clear that the U.S. will withdraw unless it can negotiate better terms for itself. And Toys R Us is reportedly considering filing for bankruptcy, the retailer making efforts to refinance over $5 billion in debt. The move could come before the holiday season, when the chain makes 40% of its yearly sales. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. This is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcome. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @byjeffrich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Check out the website, dorfonsportsradio.com. So much happening in the sports world, Jeff. Obviously, Canelo and Triple G go at it on Saturday night. Not the outcome we would have expected to have happen when you see a fight like that. College football in full throttle. Major League Baseball, the Cleveland Indians finally get stopped at that 22 mark. Amazing stuff there. And then, obviously, the king, NFL football, week one in the books, week two on the horizon, my friend.
And we've already got a crappy Thursday night football game to not talk about between the Bengals and the Texans. What terrible football we got on Thursday. The tradition continues.
Look, man, it's not an easy thing to do. It's a short week to prepare, and especially when you have a young guy like Deshaun Watson getting the start. But with that being said, he gets a win, and he gets a win on the road. But so that is relatively impressive. We're just getting warmed up. A lot to get into, and it's going to be all about the NFL. So thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged, they're welcomed. We want to hear from you at 1-800-878-7529. We'll be back to get into what's going on in the NFL on the other side. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, the weekend edition, Rich and Dorf right here on Sports. Good night.
For many businesses, hiring is tough, which makes it critical to choose the right place to post your jobs. You need qualified candidates fast and on budget, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Independent research shows Indeed delivers 6 times more hires than any other job site. You can post a job in minutes and even set up screener questions to help you zero in on qualified candidates. You can review applicants, take notes, and schedule interviews, all from an easy-to-use online dashboard. For a limited time, Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to make their first job listing a sponsored job with premium visibility so more candidates will see it. You want to make a great hire fast, and this exclusive offer gives you a head start. Find out why over 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. To redeem this offer, go to Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right.
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be electric. Sunday Night Football, new stadium. But no, it's going to be great. It's too bad Chick-fil-A is not open, but it's going to be exciting.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich, the weekend edition. Thoughts and opinions, they're going to be encouraged. They're going to be welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at by Jeff Rich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so we have gone a little bit over an hour, Jeff, without talking about anything going on in the NFL yet at this current moment in time, which is pretty amazing. But we did kind of tease a little bit there toward the end about the Thursday night game in which we saw. Got to be a little bit impressed with Deshaun Watson getting a victory on the road.
Yeah, it's always impressive to get a win in the National Football League. None of those come easy. I don't care if you're playing the Cleveland Browns or the Los Angeles Chargers. I thought that we saw a pretty good Monday Night Football game, entertaining football coming after dark in the AFC West, just like days of old. The Chargers, they're going to have problems putting butts in the soccer stadium because nobody in L.A. cares that they're there. But week one in the National Football League, some stars popped out. I thought Deshaun Watson started off week two, another one of those rookies. But how about the play of Kareem Hunt in week one against the New England Patriots? And the Patriots searching for their first win of the 2017 season.
Yeah, they're going to have to do it against the Saints, obviously, in New Orleans without Danny Amendola. So another one less target for Tom Brady to work with once again. So we'll see what Tom can do with that situation. But yeah, man, Kareem Hunt was just one of the standout performances that we saw from rookies throughout the league. When you think about what TJ Watt was able to do on the defensive side of the ball, pretty impressive for him in week one. You look at Leonard Fournette getting 100 yards, over 20 carries. You see Delvin Cook doing something similar, 122 yards, if I'm not mistaken, on 22 carries, showing that the Vikings made the right decision to just completely move on from Adrian Peterson, who obviously isn't happy with his role at this point with the New Orleans Saints. And I'm sure that that'll get more intriguing as the season goes on, and we'll see if he gets more touches. But, yeah,
Sam
man.
Sam Bradford pretty sharp on Monday Night Football. That's going to create an interesting dilemma if Teddy Bridgewater is ready to come back midseason.
That's true, but we know Sam Bradford at some point will be Sam Bradford, man. So ultimately – how long can he keep that kind of play up? I think that that's really more the question. And I think that that'll take place when injuries start to set in. Week one, everybody's healthy except for the Arizona Cardinals when it comes to injuries. But truth be told, most teams are pretty healthy at this point. The Vikings have a very solid defense. We know that. And their offensive line isn't too bad either. So Sam Bradford, yes, played well. But at some point, I absolutely expect him to be Sam Bradford. And, you know, speaking of the offense and defense, offensive lines, defensive lines looked a little sluggish last in the first week, Jeff. I don't know what you thought, but overall, I thought week one was pretty sloppy.
We're getting to the point where these spread offenses in college football aren't preparing these offensive linemen for the league at all. It took a couple of years for it to show because it was just Chip Kelly for a while, but now everybody that goes to a big time program is going to run a, you know, going to run a gimmicky offense. That's why you go to USC. That's why you go to these schools that run the pro set. You know, Jared Goff didn't do anything special for the California Golden Bears, but you know, Sonny Dykes developed him into a number one overall pick, and that's the kind of players that you want to see. It just doesn't translate on the offensive line because you're running, you know, you're running 75, 80 plays a game when you should be running 45 to 50.
Yeah, well, and here's the bad news. You know, you were just talking about this kid, Sam Bradford, right? Well, he's ruled out for the game today, just so you know. Will not be playing against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday. Backup Case Keenum is going to get the start. Bradford is injured, so he's not playing. And so therefore, right away, we already have something happening with that lineup that we were talking about with the Minnesota Vikings. We'll see how Case Keenum does, man. He can throw the ball. We know that. You know, his career as a starter, he's 0-8 with the Houston Texans in 2013. Since then, he's gone 9-7. So Bradford's left knee, the same one which doctors repaired for Bradford's torn ACL in 2013 and 2014, I believe, is the injury right now. So no indication about from week one which Bradford may have injured the knee, but they're going to have to go with Case Keenum for week two right out of the gate.
No, Case Keenum didn't do the Rams any favors. He may have won some football games, but he's not a guy that you build your team around. He might be a suitable backup, and we'll see how the Vikings handle a pretty good opponent in the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they didn't exactly squeak one out against the Cleveland Browns in week one. They played a very sloppy football game, took advantage of some special teams mistakes by the Browns on their first drive. They get on the board. T.J. Watt, like you mentioned, played a great game. Deshaun Kizer,
yeah,
looks like he might be the part for the Cleveland Browns. And it's funny because I'm sitting at the bar on Thursday night, and they actually had the Indians up on the screen when they were when they got their walk-off win that we heard the clip from earlier. And this guy's watching the Texans and the Bengals on his phone. I find out that he's a Steelers fan, and I ask him, and I didn't put this conversation, you know, I didn't put this this question in the right context, because I said, did you watch the Steelers in week one? And of course he did. He's a Steelers fan. And then I said, do you think the Browns are better? And he looks at me like I'm high or something. And I realized I didn't, you know, what the way that I asked the question, he thought that I asked if I thought the Cleveland, if I was
we're
asking
better than Pittsburgh,
we're better than Pittsburgh. And what I really meant to ask was, are they better than they've been, you know, than they've been in the past? Do they, you know, are they showing signs of improvement? And even a Steelers fan who, you know, and they all think the Browns are a joke, and appropriately so. But he said, yeah, you know, they're obviously a little bit better. They got some things going on the defensive side of the ball. They brought in Greg Williams. The offense is still going to struggle. The team's going to struggle because they're so young on the whole. They average, you know, 25 years of age for their entire NFL roster. Most of the good teams are around 28, 29 for average age. So good signs for the Cleveland Browns, but, you know, we're not marking them anywhere near the top of the AFC North. And Baltimore, they get the shutout against Cincinnati. Cincinnati doesn't look like they're a great team, but Baltimore's got a chance to continue on their defensive run with the Cleveland Browns going into their stadium on Sunday.
Yeah, I think the Ravens will get another victory playing your Cleveland Browns, unfortunately for you. But let me ask you this, because when I looked across the board week one, the thing that I noticed was the star players, like the Big Ben Roethlisbergers, like the Tom Brady's, like the Le'Veon Bells, like the Carson Palmers, like the Larry Fitzgeralds. I think,
well, you put Carson Palmer with a bunch of guys that are really good at football.
Well,
Carson Palmer's,
no,
exactly not that.
Right, but here's my point, is that these are guys that are starters, okay? And these are guys that you're expecting big things out of, week in and week out of, okay? Because if you don't, then your team's not going to have any success. Those are the guys that need to play well for those particular teams, and there's other guys too. But my point is this. Week one, I felt like the guys that you expect to see play and make plays obviously let us down on a somewhat frequent basis. But with that being said, what I'm really getting my point is about preseason and the fact that nobody really takes it very serious. Nobody wants to do it. And it affects those guys that did not get the proper amount of reps. And that's why you have rookies going out there and playing pretty well, because they've gotten the reps for those for that month or so. Whereas those starters like Tom Brady and everybody else are a little bit off their game for the most part, Jeff. So my question to you is, you know, we always talk about the preseason and how it's a joke and this and that and the other. Well, the joke is that the guys who you expect to see play well took the preseason off. Therefore, it's going to be about 2 or 3 weeks before we see these guys in tip-top form. Therefore, the fan, once again, like in the Canelo Triple G fight, the fan is the one that gets screwed. And you know what? It doesn't matter, because the fan is going to go keep continuing to pay for this. So what do we need to do about preseason? Do the guys just need to take it more serious, or should we just completely blow it off and let the first month of NFL football be kind of like the preseason?
I don't think that, you know, you only have 16 games. You know, these week 1 through 4 matchups are important. I mean, it's a quarter of your season. You don't have the time to put it in cruise control and just let whatever happens happen. You know, the preseason is never going away. The owners make way too much money off of it. And there's, you know, at the bottom of the roster, it's 48 through 53 who training camp in the preseason is really for, to prove themselves. So I don't think we should get rid of the preseason, but you definitely saw it in Le'Veon Bell not being ready for the season.
Yeah, I mean, bottom line is that I think that those guys need to take it a little bit more serious, show the younger guys what it's really all about, because all of a sudden they're going to have the same attitude you have, and the product is going to be pretty awful. Anyways, I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause, so we'll be back in just a few. We're going to continue talking about the NFL. We got things coming up, obviously parting shots and where's Dorf's money. So keep it close and listen in for that. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Jeff Rich. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we go to the scorecards after 12 rounds of boxing. Adelaide Bird scores it 118 to 110. For Canelo. Dave Moretti scores it 115-113 for Triple G. And Don Trolla scores it 114-114, a three-way split. This is officially a draw.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved.
Walt has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Walt, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports. Now, here's Andy and Jeff.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Jeff Rich, Andy Dorf, taking you through another Sunday. We're live every week, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time, 11 to 1 Eastern time. Thoughts and opinions, they're always encouraged. They're always welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Talking NFL football, talking all about what's happening in the NFL and just kind of thinking about the first week and kind of obviously we'll move into what's going to happen over the second week. We already had a game on Thursday, like Jeff alluded to, and we talked a little bit about that. The Texans beat the Bengals, which, by the way, I just want to ask you this real quickly since we mentioned this. Andy Dalton, man, look, I don't know what the heck's going on there in general. I don't know how Marvin Lewis still has a job. There's a lot of things I don't know, Jeff, to be quite honest with you, but Andy Dalton and his steps backwards are really unbelievable. The guy's only 29 years old. I would think that he's probably going to be looking for a job next year. Could this be a place for Alex Smith to maybe move to? Because he's talking about being out of there after this season. But what can you say about the demise of Andy Dalton?
Well, every time I watch a Bengals quarterback break down and not be very good, I just kind of hold my breath and wait for the Arizona Cardinals to sign them as their future. Alex Smith to Cincinnati, that'd actually be fun, but I think it would be very much wasted on Marvin Lewis in Cincinnati. That organization is just such a joke. It's such a pathetic franchise, and I know that they lost to the 49ers in a couple of Super Bowls 20 and 30 years ago, but at the end of the day, the Bengals just scream dysfunction, even more so than the Cleveland Browns. I think the Colts are in trouble this year, but when I look at bad teams, I look at the Cincinnati Bengals, they're waiting to get Vontaze Burfict back on the field, but the problem isn't their defense. They're keeping people out of the end zone. It's just that this offense can't generate anything, and I think that starts with the big red rifle number 14, Andy Dalton.
You know, you brought up Andrew Luck as well here, and he obviously hasn't been able to get on the field, hasn't thrown a football since January, as far as I know, of last season. Is this guy ever going to amount to anything in the NFL? The Colts, are they going to stick with him? I mean, personally, I think he's untradeable because if he is healthy, if he is good to go, I think we all know that this guy has the tools and he's very capable of being one of the best in the game, but is it ever going to happen? I guess that's really the question. Is it ever going to happen for Andrew Luck on this level, Jeff?
I certainly have my doubts. You know, you look at that draft, Luck 1, Griffin 2, Griffin's basically out of the league at this point. Yeah. And Luck hasn't done much to help the Colts. I mean, I don't know that the Colts' problems are just strung to the quarterback. I think that they've got team-wide issues. And if you can get a King's ransom for Andrew Luck in trade, probably not during the season, of course, but during the offseason, I think the Colts maybe, you know, especially if they end up with the number one overall pick and they can end up with a guy like Sam Darnold, you know, maybe they're right back to where they were when Peyton Manning sat out a season with the neck and they just let him go. You know, I think Luck is much more of a commodity at this point in his career than Manning was, even though he went to Denver and won a Super Bowl. I think that the Colts might just have to hit the reset button, and it would be interesting to see Andrew Luck maybe playing for Bruce Arians again with the Arizona Cardinals. And speaking of that, there is a reunion taking place in Indianapolis. Cardinals travel east once again, and they play this really, really pathetic Indianapolis Colts team that didn't look like they belonged on the same field with the Los Angeles Rams. And, you know, we all know the Rams aren't world beaters at this point.
No, they're definitely not world beaters at any point. But I'll be honest with you, man. They
well, the greatest show on turf was they were pretty darn good.
Yeah, but they potentially, and this is kind of crazy for me to say this, Jeff, but I think that they potentially could wind up being the cream of the crop. And I'm sorry, I know it's insane for me to say something like that, but the Rams really. You can say, look, it was the Colts, but they went out there and they dominated the Colts, man. They didn't just go out there and beat the Colts. It wasn't like Lucky or anything like that. They went out there and they absolutely manhandled them. Their defense is pretty decent, so we'll see if that can hold up. We'll see if the offensive line, we'll see how good Jared Goff is. There's a lot to be determined. We all know that. I mean, it's very early in the season, and that's why people got to pump the brakes and slow down on the Patriots and talking about Tom Brady not being able to get things going. Scott Brow on Facebook. Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? By the way, we miss you. Love to have you in studio, obviously. But look, man, there's so many weeks for things to happen, obviously, Jeff, in the NFL. The Dolphins and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they've got to be chomping at the bit, right? They didn't get to play in week one, so maybe their legs are just that much more fresh than the other guys out there right now. But so many things to be determined throughout the season. Will my Green Bay Packers defense hold up? What do you think of that performance, man?
The Green Bay Packers, they look good, man. They didn't look, you know, they didn't score 100 points. They didn't score half 100 or anything like that. But they, you know, they played well enough to get the W. And, you know, I think that all they want to do is get into the tournament. I don't think there's a lot to the Lambeau thing anymore. I thought that, you know, Brett Favre won a lot in the playoffs at Lambeau, and they didn't lose for a long time, but they were also not in the postseason for a very long time between the years of Lombardi and what they were able to do in the late 90s, starting with Mikowski, and then, you know, obviously Favre takes over, and Mike Holmgren wins them a Super Bowl, but... I think that they just keep on keeping on. I think that, you know, it's going to be a real emotional day for the Atlanta Falcons playing in prime time, opening up their new stadium. We've seen plenty of games in that stadium, but we have not seen the Atlanta Falcons play a game that counts there. They didn't blow the world away in week one, but maybe they come out and, you know, they know that everybody's watching the Green Bay Packers and maybe they pull it off.
Yeah, you never know, man. We'll see how that one shakes out. Obviously, that's the national game, Sunday night game, 5:30 our time here in the Valley of the Sun. So plan accordingly. That's definitely appointment TV when you're talking about some of the games that are happening today. Some of the things that we're still going to get into, obviously, in the next segment, we'll find out where my money's at, which, by the way, I don't want to brag, Jeff, but I do believe I was 2-0 last week. I said Detroit and I said Philadelphia, and both of those teams got it done for me last week.
Well, my big whiff was on the New York Giants in Sunday Night Football. You know, Ezekiel Elliott on the field. Dak Prescott comes in as the week one starter, knowing that going into training camp. The Cowboys looked pretty good, but not great. But the Giants just look awful. I think we're in for another year of bad Eli for Ben McAdoo's New York Giants.
Yeah, I mean, look, hopefully not, because I have them, as far as fantasy football goes, I have them on my defense, so I really want that defense to step up, and they've got a good chance to step up on Monday night against the Detroit Lions, which, by the way, I don't necessarily want them to shut down Golden Tate, because I've got Golden Tate as one of my wide receivers.
This is why I don't play fantasy football. I don't want to have any interest in any division rival, any player doing well for any of those teams.
It's so fun, though, man. And it's so fun to have people get pissed off at me. No, it's so fun to have people get pissed off at me that I'm cheering and rooting for X player on certain teams because they're like, dude, I know you don't like that team, which is totally true. But you know what? I like that player. So ultimately, you kind of get the best of both worlds. I'm sorry, but that's really the truth. And if you don't play it, you don't understand it. When you play it, you totally understand and you get fantasy football.
Oh, I sold my soul a year ago to run with Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown across the finish line. I've told this story. Nobody cares about your fantasy football team or mine or anybody's for that matter. But I started out the season 1-3, and then I did not lose another game. So in true Cleveland fashion, I came back from a 3-1 lead to win my championship.
There you go. Hey, a team that's probably not going to be coming back from anything, and I think that's the Arizona Cardinals. I'm sorry, but losing DJ for 2 to 3 months, John Brown not in the lineup, DJ Humphreys not in the lineup, Gresham not in the lineup today. I know they're playing a very bad Colts team, but could we see another egg being dropped by the Arizona Cardinals in Indianapolis today, Jeff?
They could lay an egg. I don't see it. I mean, Scott Tolzien's still the starter. Jacoby Brissett's actually going to start for Indianapolis. He played okay for New England, but that's a system. I don't think there's much of a system to speak with for Chuck Pagano's Colts. So I expect the Cardinals, and I didn't expect them to hang with Detroit at all. I thought they were really impressive early, but you take David Johnson out of the equation, you're left trusting Carson Palmer to win games, and we all know that that's just not a good philosophy for winning football.
No, it's not a good philosophy at all. I agree with you 100%, man. There's some interesting games to talk about, and we'll do it, excuse me, obviously on the other side. We'll get to those games. We'll get to where my money's at, and then we'll obviously have our parting shots when we do that as well later on. So keep it close, everybody. A couple segments left. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports with Jeff Rich. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
If you are age 85 or younger,
call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. About 20 minutes left here in the program today. It always flies by when I'm talking to Jeff about what's going on in the sports world. Thoughts and opinions, they're encouraged. They're absolutely welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich, at Dorf on Sports, at Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, so I do want to get into picks for the game today, Jeff. A lot of games to get through, as we know, and then we got to get to where's Dorf's money, and then we got to get to where our parting shots are going today. But Browns and Ravens, this is going to be a tough one, I think, for you guys. They obviously played pretty well against Pittsburgh, like you said. DeShone Kizer went out there and showed that he probably belongs. The Ravens played pretty well. I don't think anybody was expecting them to play as well as they did. But they're playing at home. They're a little bit over a touchdown favorite today. I expect the Ravens to come out and impose their will on the Browns once again. I got the Ravens. Who do you have?
Joe Flacco, no completions in the second half against Cincinnati. His team won 20-0 anyway. No Myles Garrett for the Browns. Until he's on the field, we're not going to see a true depiction of what the 2017 Cleveland Browns are. That being said, 7.5, I like the hook. I like the Browns with the points.
No, I mean, the points, yes, absolutely. I'm taking them as far as that goes, because the Browns always play those helter-skelter type games, and they're always going to be in it. But I'm just talking about a win. I'm taking the Ravens to win. I absolutely take the Browns to cover. But who do you have to win the game?
Yeah, I got the Ravens.
Yeah, I would agree. And it's,
I mean, and that's rough, because you got to win games in the National Football League. Nobody likes their team starting out 0-2, but the bar is set pretty low for the Cleveland Browns. But you can't win six games unless you win one game. So they got to get that first win eventually.
Yeah, no, that's true. Bills and Panthers going at it. I think I'm going to like the Panthers here. Cam Newton at home. They're going to be ready to rock and roll. The Bills, I know they got a win in week one, and LeSean McCoy was pretty solid, but I expect the Panthers to be keyed in on him. Tyrod Taylor in general may go out and struggle a little bit with this Panther defense. I like the Panthers at home. I'm not talking spreads or anything like that yet. I just like the Panthers at home.
I think that that's a good pick. You know, and I think that San Francisco is probably better than Buffalo, and Carolina absolutely suffocated San Francisco in week one. I expect more of the same in week two against the Buffalo Bills.
The Cardinals and the Colts, and I got people asking me about that bad man getting it done in Atlanta. Just wait. Hang on. We'll get there in just a moment. The Cardinals playing the Colts. Again, we talked about this. No DJ, no John Brown, no Humphreys, no Gresham. A lot of injuries very early in the season for the Cardinals. But with that being said, man, if you can't beat the Colts when they're playing Jacoby Brissett, you're in trouble, I think. So you got to be able to get this thing done on the road at the Colts. I'm going to take the Cardinals reluctantly, but I am going to take the Cardinals.
I'm with you there, too. I like the Cardinals. You know, I don't think that they need David Johnson. I think that they just need a bad opponent like the Colts to get a victory.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. Titans and Jaguars. This is an interesting one. You know, the Jags got a nice victory in week one. The Titans lost. And obviously the questions are still out about them. They should have a pretty good defense. Leonard Fournette was running the ball really well for the Jags, making things a little bit easier on their quarterback, as we all know, not the greatest. But truth be told, I think the Jags win another one at home. Might be close, but I like the Jags somehow, some way to be a home road dog, a home dog, which in the NFL, home dogs, I always like them. Go ahead, Jeff.
You know, the Jaguars, they get a big win against the Texans team. I don't think we've seen much from the Houston Texans this year, and I don't know if that's because of all the things going on with Hurricane Harvey and being displaced for so long. Maybe the Texans will get back on track, and maybe there are just a team that can only score 13 points against the Cincinnati Bungles. So I like the Jacksonville Jaguars, even though Tennessee played a good game against Oakland a week ago. The Jaguars playing at home, I like them there, and 2-0 start for that team is something to be spoken for.
Yeah, I agree. Eagles and Chiefs going at it. Two teams that are both 1-0 and look good. Look, Carson Wentz had some nice plays. Alex Smith, we saw what he did. Holy cow. If he can play like that all season long, I think that the AFC better recognize that the Chiefs are for real. But with that being said, they do have some injuries already as well, Barry and all that stuff. But they do have that standout kid, Kareem Hunt, that we talked about earlier in the program. I expect the Chiefs to get it done. But I think this is going to be a very, very highly contested football game and a very close football game. Eagles aren't going to go away, but I do like the Chiefs in the end, Jeff.
Your Chiefs are well rested after opening the season on a Thursday night. Philadelphia just kind of punished Washington in week one. I think that a lot of Washington's wounds were self-inflicted. I'm going to go with the Chiefs. I'm going to pick the Chiefs every week until they lose. And I don't think that they're going to go, open their season at Arrowhead on long rest and have a letdown. I like the Chiefs there.
Yeah, Patriots and Saints, we touched on this a little bit about Tom Brady and the lack of weapons that he has and no Danny Amendola, so it just gets a little bit more difficult, and the variety of weapons that he has is a little bit less at this point. The Saints playing at home, always play well at home. We all know that. I think it's going to be a pretty good scoring game for both of these teams, but with that being said, I think the Patriots get it done on the road, man. So I'm going with Billy Boy and Tommy Boy.
Yep, right there with you. This is not good radio right here. We're agreeing on way too much. But, I mean, can you honestly see the Patriots with Brandon Cooks on their sideline and not on the Saints sideline? Do you honestly see the Patriots going 0-2 against the New Orleans team that struggled to hang with Minnesota in week one?
No, not at all. So, and that's a good point. Brandon Cooks will be up there to light up his former teammates, man. He'll be enjoying that too. Vikings and Steelers, as I told you, no Sammy Bradford. Going to have to sit this one out. That means that the backup is in Case Keenum. He's going to get a shot at Big Ben and the Steelers. That defense is pretty good, I think. I think he'll have trouble a little bit. The offense for the Steelers, I think they'll be a little bit better. They're playing at home. I think the Vikings lose, but I do think that they're going to put up a formidable contest here too, because they do have a solid defense. So it'll take Big Ben a little bit of time to figure them out, but in the end, I do think Big Ben figures them out.
The Steelers played really poorly against the Browns in week one. Like I said, they stole that game with a special teams play early, and Antonio Brown just, being out of this world, really saving the game, really bailing Big Ben out in that offense that wasn't able to get anything going with Le'Veon Bell, counted on their defense to win the game. If Sam Bradford were going for the Vikings, I would have the Vikings, but, I just can't see Case Keenum going into Pittsburgh and beating the Steelers.
Bears and Buccaneers, man. The Bears already with some early troubles as well as far as injury bug. Howard going to be limited a little bit, obviously, because of the he's a little banged up. But Tarik Cohn, a guy that is definitely poised and ready to go, will get the bulk of the carries for them. So I think that will help Glennon out a little bit. But ultimately, I personally love Tampa Bay this year. I think they're a team that is someone that could be reckoned with if they can put it all together. We know that the Hard Knocks series was on them, so who knows what that'll all mean for them. But I like Jameis Winston as well. I think he's a guy who really knows how to lead guys out there on a football field. So I'm taking the Buccaneers at home against the Bears. How about you?
I'm going to go with an upset here. And they came very close in week one. Mike Glennon holds the ball a little bit too long. I think that John Fox, while not, a Hall of Fame coach, is a really darn good football coach. I think they're going to find a way to win this game on the road.
That would be interesting. It's good. We finally found something to disagree upon. So that's good in a sense. And we'll see if you get this one right or if I get it right. I just think Tampa Bay at home, first game of the season, they didn't get to play last week. They're going to have so much built-up energy. And along those lines, man, the Dolphins are playing the Chargers this week. And I'm going to tell you what, I like the Dolphins to win this one, because when it comes to football early in the season, there's no better team than the Dolphins. If you look at their record in like September and October, they're unbelievable. But after October is when they start to have problems, when weather becomes an issue throughout the country and all that stuff. So I'm going to take the Dolphins in somewhat of a surprise, because I thought the Chargers didn't look all that bad when they played Denver last week, when they finally got things together and they played a little more up-tempo. So if that sort of thing happens, then the Dolphins could be in trouble. But I'm hoping that and I can't believe this, but I'm hoping that I'm going to I can't believe I'm going to say this. You're going to die when you hear these words that are coming out of my mouth right now. But I'm hoping that a guy by the name of Jay Cutler can go out there and actually play somewhat decent for the Dolphins and get a road win, which is bizarre for me to say in the first place, Jeff.
I think the Chargers played pretty well on Monday Night Football. Yeah. So I'm going to go with the Chargers. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with Jay Cutler.
I agree with you, man. So that's what I'm saying. I just don't know how I could even say that. I'm surprised I said it, but hopefully you can lead the Dolphins and hopefully they can get a win. Jets and Raiders, I don't think we need to spend a lot of time on this, because I think we're going to both agree once again that the Raiders are just the better football team all around, and I don't think they have much trouble with the Jets, to be honest with you.
It's going to get to a point where we're going to put the Jets on 0-16 watch, I have a feeling.
Yeah, that's a good point. Cowboys and Broncos. Broncos surprised me a little bit. They played pretty well. The quarterback position was much better than I thought. They went out and played a decent football game. I know it got a little close in the end with the Chargers, but they did pull it off because they have a good defense. Will that defense hold up against the Cowboys? I'm not so sure, because they're going to have to score a lot of points. I'm going to take the Cowboys in this one, but I think it's a very good football game, Jeff.
See, I have a hard time believing that you would say anything positive about the Dallas Cowboys more so than Jay Cutler. But I have the Cowboys and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. So I got to ride the momentum with the Cowboys.
All right. We're going to agree on that one. And yeah, look, I'm not a big fan of what the Cowboys do in general, especially a lot of that stuff has to do with the off-field stuff. But I do think when you have all those pieces, you're a good football team. Redskins and Rams, man, I'm going to maybe shock you here, but I like the Rams to beat the Redskins. I think that they potentially could be the cream of the crop in this NFC West, which is bizarre, but I think Seattle's taken a step back, and I know the Cardinals have taken a step back. Who do you like here?
Yeah, I'm wondering about that. I'm a little curious how that's going to play out with the Rams. I like the Redskins here. You know, an interesting question came up on Pardon the Interruption the other day. Who would you rather have for your quarterback in 2017? Kirk?
I'd much rather have at this point, I would much rather have Goff. I think that Kirk Cousins is a guy that isn't that great in Washington, but the guy wants to have a lot of money. So ultimately, man, I don't know, man. Jared Goff, at this point, he looked good in week one. Let's see if he can keep riding it out for week two. Let's go with the Niners and the Seahawks, man. Niners and Seahawks. I would have to say that, look, we'll get Jeff back in a moment. I might have to finish this one out here on my own. But Niners and Seahawks, they seem to always play the Niners. The Niners always seem to play the Seahawks pretty well, Jeff. I really do think that the Seahawks will find a way to figure it out and win and beat Brian Hoyer and the 49ers. But it may be a little bit more difficult than the 14-point spread. What do you think?
I think it will be a little more difficult than the 14-point spread, but I was dead wrong about San Francisco a week ago, so I'm going the other way with that one. I'm going to go with the Seahawks.
Yeah, Seahawks are going to get this one done, but again, I don't know if they win by 14. Packers and Falcons tonight, the Sunday night game. I think it's a shootout. Once again, I think we're going to see a shootout, and hopefully my Green Bay Packers can get it done, because I'm going to go with the road team in this one, taking the Green Bay Packers, because until they lose, man, I'm going to take them every week as well.
Well, I think the best advice I have for Mike McCarthy is to let Atlanta get out to a 28-3 lead. Then everything is right in your corner if you're the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, we'll see how it all shakes out. Hopefully they can stop that running game. Hopefully they can stop Matty Ice a little bit. The Monday Nighter, Lions and Giants, man. I think the Giants figured things out. They looked awful week one against the Cowboys offensively. Defensively, they were okay. I wouldn't say they were great, but they're playing against the Lions team that is a little banged up as well. So I'm going to take the Giants, and that has maybe more to do with the fact that I want the Lions to lose because they're in the same division as the Pack.
Well, I don't have anything emotionally invested in this game, so I'm going to go with the Lions. I think that they played, they showed who they are in the second half against the Arizona Cardinals, and they keep it up against the New York Giants team that's not very good.
Yeah, they're the comeback kids, man. When we talk about a team in the NFL that can come back from anything, they have the most victories from coming from behind from since 2011 at Stafford. Anyways, quick pause for the cause, and then we're going to come back with final thoughts and where's Dorf's money. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Jeff Rich.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy and Jeff.
All righty, everybody. Final segment time here on the program that has absolutely flown by like it always does each and every Friday. I'm sorry, each and every Sunday, man. I'm thinking about next Friday already because I'm excited about the weekend coming up once again. But obviously, we got to get a couple things in here, where our parting shots are, and then obviously, where's Dorf's money? So I'll get that out of the way right away so there's no surprises there. I'm going to go with the Jags at home today, and I'm going to go with the Cowboys on the road today. So that is where Dorf's money's at. Jeff, it's parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
Congratulations to the 2000s League Central Division champion Cleveland Indians. Let's get a couple more wins. Let's pass the Los Angeles Dodgers so I could book my flight to Cleveland for the World Series. Got to know where those games are going to be being played. If they have the best record, you know they're going to get games 1, 2, 6, and 7 at home, and hopefully they bring it home.
Hopefully, oh, man, that would be so cool for you, dude. I hope that happens, to be honest with you, man. I got a couple quick parting shots. Boxing, get it straight, man. It's unbelievable how you have that corruption in the sport. It's crazy. It's nasty. It's not cool. We're tired of it. And then this one is to the Green Bay Packers, man. You're in prime time tonight. The spotlight. Let's go out and shine. For Jeff, Rich, and Scott, I would be the Dorf Man saying peace until next Sunday from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. We're saying we're out of here on Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich, and this was the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports.
Hey! Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.